podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Lester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
On your favorite podcast platform,
or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Lester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like.
All right, Chris.
All right, junkies, how the devil are we all? Welcome along to week two of the 2022-23 Premier League prediction season. Wow. How did you do last week? Don't ask me. Whatever you do, do not ask me. Steve wasn't even bloody here, and he did better than me. I mean, that's how bad a week I had. And I'm not looking forward to it because he's not here this week as well. Unfortunately, Steve has booked a last-minute holiday for a couple of weeks with the family. And with the kind of job he does, you know, he's working all hours. So enjoy it, Steve. He has told me that he really does want to come back on. So we will get him on, don't worry. But just unfortunately not this week. But, well, we call him Old Reliable. He's always here. Brad, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. How are you doing?
Well, I'd have been better if I wasn't so far behind already on the old prediction. But one score prediction can make the difference now, because, of course, we've got the new rules where it's 3 points for if you get the score correct, and 1 point if you get the result correct. And I have heard that Steve is going to be ringing Doug up every week to get his results in early. But thanks for coming along as always, sir. Brad can be found on A Matter of Opinion, his channel on YouTube, and he can also be found on Full Time Focus, or one word, on Twitter, the details of which are in the description below on the YouTube channel. Like I said, Steve couldn't make it this evening, but, well, we've got somebody that is a reliable stand-in. He stands out in his field. Well, when I say he stands out in his field, he stands out in a turd. And he did actually say earlier, there's no point hiding. He did just say a few minutes ago, before we came live, that he was going to top himself. So I suppose the night's not been a complete waste then. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey. Hiya. You're right.
Oh, you didn't
welcome
do
back.
It, mate. You're still here.
Welcome back to the Premier League for old Burnley. Thanks for having me.
Well, we do feel sorry every now and again when we, you know, we like to. It's like, I suppose this is our equivalent to food banks. We have to take pity on those less well off than ourselves.
Well, thank you for the handout. It was bloody lovely. I enjoyed it, so thank you.
You are welcome. Where can people find you, sir?
Yeah, so they can find me at Turf Moor House or at Turf Moor House TV on YouTube, on all other social media platforms. So, yeah, please do go and check us out on there. Do appreciate it.
Brilliant. Words and pictures. Good evening, Chris. Good evening, Brad. He obviously doesn't like you. And he hasn't said good evening to you. And you know, West Ham fan is the same colour and what have you. He's probably still in hiding from last weekend, to be honest with you. a solid 5 points last week, Brad.
Yeah, it's a good start. Get the middle ground up and running. You know, it's a new format. I'll take that. Really nice if I got a result properly in there, like a scoreline as well, to add it up. But you take 5 results.
Well, technically, Steve didn't. You know what I mean? And had we we actually been firm, which I'm going to be now, Dan, because you can say what you want about each game, but you have to obviously go against Arsenal and against Spurs. Because if we'd done that, me and Brad wouldn't have looked quite so bad as we did. But in fairness, the ex-footballers should really look, you know, look the best, shouldn't they?
They should.
Right, so we'll go through the games. 10 again as normal. Bit of normality back to the season, at least all the games at the weekend at the moment. And we'll come to you first, Dan, for everyone, and then to Brad. And then to me. So let me just put you up at the top there. There you go. You're on top of Brad. Won't be for the first time, will it?
For the last.
Right. So we start. Let me get this week's chart up. There we go. So we start with Aston Villa versus Everton. Villa surprisingly lost to Bournemouth last time out, but Everton did all right against Chelsea. I thought they would look a completely different team. Hello?
Who are you coming to? Are you coming to me or to Brad?
Yeah, if you remember at the start, I said we'll go to Dan first.
Right, sorry. I do apologise.
You thought you caught me out there, didn't you?
am I meant to speak now? What am I meant to say? But no,
you meant to listen to what's being said first.
Yeah, that's always been a problem of mine. Ask my mother, you should know. to be honest, yeah, you're spot on. Hope you're well, Scott. Villa surprised me. I think a lot of people already tipped Villa to do well this season. And obviously, you know, I know it's the first game, one they'll probably want to park and forget. But you're up against a promoted side that's going to have that belief and that oomph from getting promoted. So they've still got that, you know, they're still riding that wave, so to speak. So, yeah, probably unlucky Aston Villa. But being back at home, you know, a packed out halt end, and Everton are obviously trying to do something. They've beat a few teams to the signing of Onana today. It's going to be interesting.
I bet he's a slippy character. Onana. Oh, never mind.
But I'm going to go for Everton. I don't see, as much as the Villa faithful will back them at Villa Park, I just think what Everton have done in this transfer window, if it works, they could save their bacon.
Yes, yeah.
But you want a scoreline, though, won't you?
I want a score now, these, yes, yes.
Oh,
we're coming into the 21st century slowly here.
I'm going to say it's 2-1 Everton.
2-1 Everton?
Yeah.
Right. Oops, hang on a second. If I can get my machine to work.
I love how Arsenal play Leicester, and Doug was allowed to have an Arsenal win, but because Arsenal playing Leicester, you've got to back against Arsenal. Well played, Christopher. Well played.
I don't know why, but silly came down. Let me do it on this one. Here we go. It was all going rather well. What is up with it? Well, I'm going to have to write these down. The bloody machine. You know, you rely on technology, and this is what happens. So you are going 2-1 to Everton.
I am indeed, sir.
Okay. Brad?
I mean, they lost, didn't they? Everton probably felt a bit hard done by losing to Chelsea, but Chelsea, from what we learned this in the opening weeks from what we learned, if anything. Manchester United and Chelsea are going to be the exact same team they were last season, lacklustre performances and scraping wins. Because, I mean, everybody talks about our club sometimes, don't they, Chris, saying how we're in a bit of a dire strait, some money and issues. At least we're not giving 160 million worth of talent straight back to the club we got from. But it was still only losing 1-0 to Chelsea is good to go. But I think Villa are going to edge this one. I think it's going to be a scrappy game. It's going to be a feisty one, and I'm going to go 1-0 Villa.
Right. I do apologise, guys. Like I said, I don't know exactly what is happening here. Scott's gone 2-1 to Everton. Kate's bottling it a bit. She's gone for an Everton win, but she's not bothering with the score. Well, half a job. You need to finish things off, Kate. That's what Dan keeps telling me.
That's why I started this podcast.
I do fancy Everton. I think what we saw, and then I know last season they were not too bad at home. You know, they did have a crowd, the crowd behind them. But I think that Frank's going to sort that out this season, I think. You know, these may be the shock team of the tournament. And I'm going to go 1-2 with you, Dan.
Doug is
agreeing with Brad, though. He's going 1-0. Well, might as well just give Brad the point now, mightn't we, really? he says, still desperately trying to work out why my thing is not working, but it isn't. It refuses to.
Is it in edit mode? Is it in edit mode? Can you actually edit it, or is it locked?
It's just sheets. It's not, you know, Word document or anything. So I don't understand why it's not it's working on that one. It's just that one it doesn't work on. But technology and me, not good bedfellows. So
I preferred Marley and me, if I'm honest.
Well, no, I'm not going to go there. Second game, Dan. Be honest in what you say, but obviously I'm going to have to go for Leicester for the score, because that is what Steve would do.
No, to be honest, I know that's what Steve would do, but I'm sort of with Steve on it as well, as much as I sort of, you know, threw a bone out there with my comments. Arsenal always tend to have a great start to a season, and then as we see season in, season out, they drop like flies. And that's just to win the ball. So to be honest, you know, these are the kind of games that Leicester like to thrive upon, or the old Leicester did. So you know, using Steve's thinking cap means he's probably not going to get any points for this one, but hopefully he does, because it means Leicester will win. I'm going to say Leicester nick this 1-0.
1-0. And I have worked out why my thing wasn't working, because I had text on white.
Dear.
I'm sorry, guys. It must have saved it from one computer.
You, Chris, must be a IT technicians, guys, worst nightmare.
Well, I even turned it off and turned it on again, you know. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. While you're talking, I will update the scores, because it's all gone extremely wrong. It was all going well for 2 minutes. But I've got to say this.
I don't believe it.
No, quite right as well. So you went 1-0 for that one.
I went 2-1 Everton for the Villa.
Yeah,
for the Villa Everton game.
1-0
Leicester. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to you now. I've got it working. Brad, over to you.
That's what Leicester turns up, isn't it? No. I mean, you could take the hoodoo if you want it and say, well, you only got your first win in 40 odd years away at Arsenal. and that was behind closed doors. Or you could say if the Leicester turn up a play against Brentford, knowing the way that Arsenal play, it'll play into Leicester's hands. Look, I know we did this in our post-match. We said don't judge the first game. You can't make anything off it. But there was something glaring about how we panicked when we were switched into a defensive team. Brentford, we can't play it. Anyway, I digress. I want Leicester to win, but I don't think they're going to. So for that reason, because I can't quite just yet face the shameful wrath of Steve Linex when he returns, if I dare say Arsenal are going to win this game, I'm going to sit on the fence on this one. And I'm just going to say 1-1.
1-1, right. It was, the only I said it was working...
I wonder if it's not letting you, because you've already put the... Have you already pressed the backspace under the first one to get rid of all the white text? Because maybe it's gone off.
Let's have a look. Right, so this is the text colour. It should be back. That's the background colour, which should be white. Let me try it on this one. Text colour, black and white. One...
Happy to help.
Well, we'll see how long it works. So, yeah, of course I want a Leicester win. Of course I do. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. But it's Arsenal, isn't it? We always lose against Arsenal. There's a season or two where we actually didn't do too bad. I think I'm with you, Brad, on this one. I think if you gave me a point now, I would happily take it. But I do think this is going to have goals in it. I'm going to go 2-2 on this one.
For the old Desmond.
Ah. One with a bit of a Desmond every now and again. And I think we are working. Let's just see what everybody's gone for in the chat. I think 1-1. Fear this game as Arsenal's keeper is quality. It was only us he turned up against, though, last season, wasn't it? Andrew chose to shake and teach an old dog new tricks. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Doug is going 2-1 to Arsenal. Leicester to go ahead, and then Arsenal's come back and win. Sooner we rebuild bloody Hadrian's Wall, the better. I'm not even going to read Kate's out because she's not doing the score, so she's not playing. Rico, good evening, sir. How are you? Does Brad want a 50-50 phone a friend or ask the audience? He used to be indecisive, but he's not sure now. Hayden, welcome back. How the devil are you, sir? Welcome along. Now, this could be interesting. Brighton, probably the performance of the weekend. But then again, you've got to say, well, it is Manchester United. Newcastle did us all a favour against, I believe it was Notts Forest. You can't always tell because I didn't have much on the front of the shirts, did they? I mean, you know a team is bad when nobody wants to actually sponsor them and be associated with them. Notts Forest. Dan, which way? I mean, you know, this is going to be a tight one, I think.
Yeah. I think that win against United will have given them a bit of a boost as well. Newcastle, everybody's expecting big things, but sometimes it's the up that kills you. It's a tough one. It's a tough one to call. But Brighton, their first game back at the Amex. I mean, it says something, doesn't it? When they go to Old Trafford, they win 2-1 and it's not even a United player who gets United's goal. So, you know, they even had to bail them out of the shit to make it sound like a better game.
Well, the fans fought amongst themselves so they could say they'd won something that day.
You know what? I'm going to say both teams cancel each other out. I'm going to go for a 0-0.
I'm going to go for a 0-0. Brad, we're Brighton that good or were Were Brighton that good or were Man United just so goddamn awful?
No, I think you have to give credit to Brighton. They lost two very key players. One early on, assuming it was out the door early. Well, you know, at least they had their headache sorted out quickly with their midfielder going. And then obviously just recently they lost Mark Cucurella to Chelsea. So they were depleted. They hadn't, you know, they're a lot of raving about a couple of their players. I think Brighton were good value for the money. Bright, you know, we say it all the time, Chris, you can only beat what's in front of you. It doesn't matter if it's Manchester United with a giant fridge freezer at the back or Manchester United with Yap Stanley. Like, got beat what's in front of you, and it doesn't matter how they turn up. It was a very good win for them. Because they would have probably gone there more nervous than anything, losing two key players, you know, and to get a result like that's good for them. And I can see Newcastle, Brighton, and maybe even Wolves, possibly, if not Wolves, someone else, will definitely be in the mix, find it out for like that top nine finish to set the benchmark to keep going for seasons to come. I think this will become a good battle over the years between these two. And I'm going to give Brighton the edge on this one. I'm going to say Brighton 2, Newcastle 1. I think they just edge it.
Right. For me, Brighton, and I know I've never been Graham Potter's biggest fan. Everybody knows that, but I think if he was to move on, let's say if another club came, you know, calling that was sort of slightly bigger, and he left, I don't know how Brighton would get on without him. You know, I think they are how they are doing, and I'm giving him credit now because, you know, at the start of last season I wasn't. Because, you know, I said to him, he's got to prove something to me. And he did. You know, they were never in a relegation problem. They did have a month when they were bottom of the performance league. But they actually came back and didn't, you know, they finished mid-table. So credit where it's due to Mr. Potter. I still want him at Leicester, though. But Newcastle, for me, are going to be the surprise package. I think they've done very well in the fact that they have... They've got the money to spend, but they're not going mad and buying players just because they can do. You know, I mean, I know they've got to think of FFP, but Mike Ashley did not leave them in too bad a position with that. And they have got a really, really good manager. You know, I'm a great fan of Eddie Howe. Seen him, you know, saw him down here for many years at Bournemouth, obviously, and what he achieved. I'm going to edge this one to Newcastle. I'm actually going to edge this one to Newcastle. I'm going to go 1-2 to Newcastle, to be honest with you. I think I've got them finishing just outside, maybe sort of seventh, something like that. I think they could even maybe... They wouldn't have sneaked into Europe had we not had the, you know, the Conference League and UEFA's Egg and Cup League and all those. But I think they will. So, yeah, I'm going to... So we're well split on that one. Kate, I'm always happy when you're on here. What can I say? You make me maybe not quite as much as Rennie, but I am happy. Let's have a look at what you are saying here. Going back, Hayden said 3-2 to Leicester over Arsenal. Wow. Rico agreed with me. Are you a Coventry fan, Rico, or is that just is that
Everton?
Just very bad
Everton. It's got an Everton shirt on. Yeah.
I was just thinking of the Rico Arena, that was all. I still like you then, Rico. Newcastle win, Brighton 2, Newcastle 1 for Hayden. Newcastle 3-1, Scott's going with me. Andrew's going 2-0 to Brighton with you, Brad. Brighton 1, Newcastle 1 for Doug. And Kate is now 2-1 to Everton over Villa. Leicester, Arsenal, she's going for a draw. And Newcastle, Brighton, 3-2 to Newcastle. Whoa, I'd like to go and see that game. Rico, Brighton 1, Newcastle 2. We're split. I mean, everybody's split down the middle with this, aren't they, Brad?
Yeah,
it's definitely a tough one to call. Like I say, honestly, I think these could be fighting it out for a while in this competition. We could see, you know, everybody talks about the top six. We could see a generation of the same four or five teams fighting it out to break in to, like, really, it'd be interesting to have teams like Newcastle and Brighton and that.
But hi, Melina, welcome along. How the you? Hope you are well. Glad to see that the actual Arsenal fans were so happy with your win that they're already predicting you to go through the whole season unbeaten. There's no middle ground with Arsenal fans, is there? There's no middle ground at all. Welcome along. Welcome along. And then she's just saying hi to everybody, and everybody's saying hi to her. Right, so I have a feeling I know where this next one might be going. Man City against Bournemouth. Man City did what they had to do against West Ham. Haaland, after I said how awful he was in the Community Shield, really turned it on against West Ham. Bournemouth, yeah, I mean, they beat Villa, but, you know, that was the first game back. They were at home. Dan, this is going to be Man City all the way, isn't it?
Yeah, Man City is going to be too strong. It's almost going to be a knockback to reality for Bournemouth. I think Man City may even toy with them. But yeah, if Man City do start toying with them, you don't know whether it's going to be the them just sort of happy at 2-0 and just playing it about, or they're just going to go off full on a rampage. You don't know what sort of, you know, tying about with Man City you're going to get. So I'm going to go big. I think you're going to get a big scoring game. And I'll call it as it is. I mean, funnily enough, I'm just having a look at the Carabao Cup results. Exeter 7-0 up against Cheltenham. Wow. I don't think it's going to be that much. However, I do think it's going to be a very similar score to the Bolton-Salford game. So I'm going to go 5-1.
These Bolton-Salfords and all these, are you watching them for sort of future possibilities for Burnley?
I'm just looking at the results as they come through, because obviously we fall into the round two category, so whoever goes through, we've got a play, so I'm sort of keeping an eye on.
I keep forgetting how.
Do you think there's a chance that 7-0 is going to get overturned? Do you think they've got a chance to come back with what's remaining?
I'm not being funny, but if I was Cheltenham now, I'd be getting players sent off left, right and centre to get the match abandoned.
Hey, if they had Neil Warnock in charge, that might be happening. Allegedly, Neil. So what was your final choice of numbers there?
Yeah, I'm going to go City Whitewash 5-1.
5-1, wow. Pretty easy to let Bournemouth get a goal, really, isn't it?
I know. I thought, you know, I've got to be fair.
Brad, are you going to go the same way?
Pretty much. All I'm going to do is adjust my scoreline, because I'm not going to jinx me Super Six that I do every week. And I'm just going to go with 4-0 Manchester City. Oof. To give you an indication of where I may have gone. That's one less
than what I'm going to. Brad, when you say you're going to jinx your, you don't want to jinx your Super Six, does that mean you win the Super Six every week?
I wish.
Hey, maybe this is a jinx in disguise. You never know. Maybe it needs a jinx just to mix it up a bit.
If he won the Super Six every week, I think we'd be seeing palm trees and a beach behind him right now.
Mate, I'd be hiring my own personal camera crew just for this one, just for the predictions. I'd be there, like, I'd just be well away from myself.
Did you not see it, Chris, when he put his profile picture on? Trip to centre house. Thanks, Camelot.
Right.
Well, tell him the secret.
I don't think he's going to be as high as you two have said, but I do think you can only see Man City winning this. I think this will be just a game that Bournemouth will be glad to get out of the way. I'm going to go 3-0 to Manchester City. So we're all going for the win, just different sizes of win. Let's see what people are saying in the old chatteroonies. Rico has gone 2-0 Everton. I think we're a bit behind with you on that one, Rico. There's a few more hellos. Kate's gone Man City 3-0.
Same as you.
Yes. Oh. She's obviously got taste. This is why she's top of the league. Doug says Man City 3, Bournemouth 0. Last time they met, it was 2-1 to City. Rico's gone 4-0. Hayden White has gone 6-3. My God, that's why Hayden Whittle. Sorry, Hayden, bloody hell, fire. Get me a ticket. I want to go and see that. The Southampton fans in. Anthony, how are you? Why? I did ask this question before on a show as to why fans of these teams that are sort of really at the other end of the scale when it comes to football, like Bristol City, have to support a Premier League team as well, or vice versa. You know, there's all, you know, when I first came down here, everybody that I worked with sort of supported Bournemouth, but then there was one that supported Arsenal, one that supported Everton, and Man United. Like, why? I mean, if you were loyal to your team, you would support Bristol City, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, obviously, I support Burnley, and when Accrington Stanley were knocking around in the conference and they didn't have a pot to pee in, you know, you cast your eye over their results, etc. But now that they're in League One and they're doing their own stuff, you know, I don't even bat an eyelid now.
So,
you know, you keep an eye on your own, and that's it. I don't understand these people that have 7 or 8 different teams, and they're like, come on, come on. And it's just, nah, not for me, not for me.
Matty's gone 5-0 to Manchester City. Anthony, he was late in as usual. He's gone 3-1, I think, the Arsenal-Leicester match. Yeah, well, dream on, dream on. You know it'll be 4. Okay, so talking of Anthony, Southampton Leeds. I have Southampton to go down this season. I have Leeds to go down this season. Leeds, I don't know, you know, they beat Wolves. I don't know what that says about Wolves. To me, this would have 0-0 written all over it, to be honest with you, for me. What about yourself, Dan?
It's one of them scrappy games, isn't it? As I said earlier, you know, the Brighton Newcastle, nobody will want to lose for me. That's why I looked at it as a 0-0. Nobody will want to lose. They'll cancel each other out. Southampton Leeds, as you say, you know, Leeds got a really good result against Wolves. Southampton got, you know, basically put to the sword by Spurs. So Southampton need a pick-me-up result.
Mm-hmm.
Leeds will want to continue in Van Vettel. I don't want to put another draw. 2-0 Leeds.
2-0 Leeds. Wow. Brad?
I mean, at the start of the season, the majority of people probably talked about the likes of Leeds, Southampton, Wolves, potentially. A few shouts for Wolves, definitely. Have been in trouble this season. Maybe not the bottom three, but they're probably in that bottom six category. Time will tell if they're going to be or not, if one of them's going to be wrong. But I don't know. I still think this is going to be a game that's going to be too cagey. And Southampton won't want to see. Not after the absolute pants pulling, you know, penetration that happened to them against Spurs. They won't want to see. They'll be playing to drive whatever Leeds can throw at them. And Leeds won, but it was. What was it? It was only 1-0, wasn't it?
2-1.
Sorry, yeah.
2-1. So they kind of nicked it in the end. So I don't think there'll be any goals in this game. I'm just going 0-0.
I can totally see where you are coming from there.
It's a coupon buster, this one, isn't it? It's one of those where you probably put something like Leeds or you'll put a 0-0 and it'll be a 1-0 with a Ward-Prowse free kick and then it'll be at next England set up and Southgate thinks he's a king.
Doug said earlier in the in the chat that, you know, Villa, I forget who he said, somebody was really poor, I think he said. I don't want to go for a draw again, but I just have a feeling I've got to agree with you, Brad, 0-0. I just think it's going to be that boring. And as I say, I can't get past this Ted Lasso managing Leeds United in my mind. At Southampton, I just think this is their season. I've got Leeds at 20th and Southampton at 17th, which probably means they'll both be banging on the door for Europe. But I think this is going to be, not so much last on match of the day, but it'll be sort of shown on Wednesday morning. how bad it is. Dan, just being reminded by Kate about his Man United PJs growing up. Indeed. And let's not forget his love for S Club 7 as well.
Hey, no need to be disrespecting S Club 7. The grade of wearing Manchester United pyjamas, but not S Club 7.
If it had been well said, took the words out of my mouth, Brad. Took the words out of my mouth.
Jordan, hello, welcome along. How are you? Leeds to draw, he says. Doug, Southampton won Leeds 2. Southampton looked, that was it. Southampton looked so poor last week. I have them to go down too. Anthony, Bristol City, my home team, but I like Arsenal. My nan is from North London. My great granddad's from Sunderland, but it doesn't mean that I'm ever going to support Sunderland. and like I say, you know, when you do have bad times with Arsenal, you can always look and see if Bristol City win, can't you? You know, I jest, Anthony. Kate's gone a Leeds 2-1 win. Chris is in. Good evening, Chris. How are you? From work. Nice to join. Welcome along. They can't rely on James Ward-Prowse every week. And it's true. And I was speaking last season to a couple of Southampton fans, and they were saying once you take his sort of spot kicks out of his repertoire, he's an average player, you know. They need a striker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris is catching up. Aston Villa 1, Everton 0, Arsenal 2, Leicester 2. I'll take that. Matty has gone for 1-1 in this game. Chris is still catching up, 2-1 to Brighton, and Manchester City 6, Bournemouth 0. Haaland's going to run wild, but he has gone for Southampton win.
I did say he's got all the makings of a scrappy 1-0 or something like that, but that's why I went 2, just for a safer option.
Well, I don't believe it.
I'm sorry, Chris, I don't. And Rico has gone 2-1 to Southampton. Wow. Whatever you guys are drinking, please let me have some. Wolves versus Fulham. I suppose Fulham will be hoping that, you know, Wolves don't water the pitch before they play. Because according to Jurgen Klopp, they like it nice and dry. Even though, as we discussed earlier, Dan, they did have the sprays on before the game.
Yeah, they did.
That was up there with Man United couldn't see each other because we're wearing the grey strip. You know, Ferguson. What is happening to Wolves? Connor Cody, not so long ago, England player, out on a season-long loan to Everton. Where are Wolverhampton going?
I don't know. I mean, I understand, obviously, they signed Nathan Collins from us at Burnley, so whether it's about fitting him into a system or a new tactic that they're trying to work with, but of all people to get rid of, I'd have chopped Willy Bolly or you know, one of the other players out from the back than Connor Cody. He's sort of been your mainstay. He's been your ever-present at the back. So it was very surprising to see that move happen and in a very quick manner as well. Mm. They must be trying something new. Fingers crossed it'll work out for them because obviously it didn't against Leeds. Fulham got a very, very good result against Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, we've all slandered Mitrovic season in, season out for his goal scoring prowess in the Championship compared to the Premier League. But it seems he's at a club now where he's finding his feet, he's reading everybody's game well, and he's sort of getting amongst the goals from the off. Tough one to call. Wolves being back at Molineux. But I just think, you know, it's Fulham. You know, they have expensive taste. So they're like an ass-aged dry wine, like Klopp did. Sherry loved a dry wine. So I'm going to go for Fulham. I'm going to go for Fulham 1-0.
Fulham 1-0. I mean, after that joke,
hello.
For a minute there, I thought I was going to have to eat another cricket again.
There you go. Don't know why that doesn't work first time. So, sorry, what was your score? So I wasn't listening to you.
It's all right. I talk nonsense anyway. Fulham 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0.
0-1. Brad, I mean, are you surprised at what's happening at Wolves? They seem to be imploding a little bit, don't they?
They do, if you're going off the premise that you continue the form last season. But they never really looked settled under Lard, did they? It was kind of almost a surprise in their upturning fortunes, because they went through such a bad period where they were going down a table of ease. They couldn't get a goal, let alone a point or a win. And then all of a sudden it seemed to click, and now it just seems like the Wolves are back to what they were under him. And, you know, maybe this time you should go crawling back to your former manager in this case, because otherwise I think they're going to struggle this season. And with the way Fulham played against Liverpool and with how hungry they seem to be to go around there, I can see them Fulham getting a win. And I'm going to go for Fulham to win this comfortably. I'm going to go 2-0 Fulham.
Wow. And you went 1-0 Fulham, Dan.
Yeah. Yes, I did indeed.
I was impressed by Fulham, and I think when you take a manager like Klopp down to having to moan, and we know it, like you said, you know, he likes a moan, but I mean, I think it's disgusting of him, to be honest with you, because I think he's not giving Fulham any credit for what they achieved. You know, it smacks of the early days of Wenger and Fergie. You know, that where they, you know, they find it impossible to give praise to opposing teams. But Wolves, and that I can't get over that Connor Cody. Not only are they letting him go, but they've let him go on loan, not even got any money for him. Matty Roundtree, hello Matty, how are you? Says, think Bruno wants to play 4 at the back instead of 3.
Yeah.
No, that's possible. But like I say, he was one of their best players. He was in the England squad.
It's a tough one to call, this one.
It is. I'm going to get more splinters and sit on the fence. I'm going to go 1-1.
The old Forian fence.
The old Forian fence. Yes. Yeah. I could see it going either way, like I say, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this is a draw. We'll see what everybody else has been saying. I say Rennie's in. Good evening, Rennie. How the devil are you? Wolves Fulham says your missus is going to be a draw. Wolves Fulham a draw. Rennie agrees with Kate, surprisingly. Doug says this is a toss of a coin. Don't you be doing that. It's not that sort of channel, Doug. And you're married now. You shouldn't need to. He's gone Wolves 1, Fulham 0. Oh, the only one that so far that's gone for a Wolves win. Chris has gone 1-1. He agrees with me. Good man, that. I've always said these Carlisle fans know what they're talking about. But he says, don't be shocked if Fulham lose. That would be typical to have a game of their life versus Liverpool and then stink place out versus Wolves. Can only see a draw if someone's going to win. It'd be Fulham. Wolves 1, Fulham 1. Richo agrees with me as well. Rennie, 1-0 Aston Villa, 2-0, 2-3 Leicester, 4-0 Newcastle, 6-0 Man City. Kept playing catch-up. Matty's gone 2-1 to Fulham. And Rennie is just saying hi to Kate. So, Brentford, Manchester United, Dan. Now, if we were to sort of start to talk about what's going wrong at Manchester United, I'd say get your sleeping bags out and I'll put the bacon sandwich on for breakfast. But it's all going tits up for them, isn't it? I mean, it is only one game. Let's not, as Brad said earlier, let's not get carried away with these results. But, you know, I mean, I saw a thing on TikTok the other day where all the Man United fans were singing, "We're shit and we know we are." And we did see two sets of Man United fans or two Man United fans fighting each other. I just don't see where, you know, they've got to be given time. That club is in such a mess. That they're now the new Everton. There's so much going wrong. You know, they've got a striker that doesn't want to be there. They're trying to buy a midfielder that doesn't want to go to them. And it would be very easy for De Jong to say, right, yeah, I'm going to go to a club. I'm going to get me wages off Man United. Bugger the money you owe me. I'll go where I can get some money. And he still doesn't want to go to them. Brentford, we all know they came back against a very strong Leicester. In the first half, we were very strong. And I don't want to sort of take it away and say, take any credit away from them, but they did fight well to get back into it. How do you see this one going?
Brentford being the home side, obviously, you know, for them, a lot of people are probably tipping them to go now this season. But I think they're going to be another one that sort of just rides that wave and sort of did what we did, you know, overstayed our welcome in the league a little bit.
Oh, yes, he did.
Don't worry, we've got our comeuppance. I felt it. But as you say, with Manchester United, it's a mess from top to bottom. An absolute mess from top to bottom. I was telling you earlier about a video where the players didn't even know where to stand in the tunnel. They were stood at the opposite sides.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just... I think no matter what, this has all happened because of how much chop and change has happened since losing Fergie at the helm. So without going on to a tangent about Manchester United and how sharp they are, although it's brilliant to hear and lovely to to put across to everyone. But yeah, I think Brentford at home will probably nick this. I don't think Ten Hag's going to get a tune out of them. The fact that he's already pissed Ronaldo off doesn't help.
Shouldn't he be able to, though? He's the manager.
Well, yeah, he should be able. He should be able to. He should be able to go in there and say, right, this is changing, that's changing. I mean, look at Conte at Spurs. You know, he's somebody's finally had the balls to stand up to Daniel Levy and say, right, this needs to change. Otherwise, if you think I'm going to come in here and just basically ride this wave of toxicity, then it's not going to happen. I won't be here. So Ten Hag needs to grip life by the balls. Tell these Americans, that's it, either shape up or shit out, otherwise I'm off. I mean, how can you go from being wanting Frenkie de Jong to all of a sudden wanting, you know, Arnautovic, who left bloody West Ham, God knows how many years ago.
Yeah,
he's probably past it now. Don't even think Burnley would want him if they were offered. But, you know, good luck to him if he went to Manchester United. I'm going to go for a Brentford win. And I'm going to say this is another close one, but I'm going to say 2-1 Brentford.
2-1 to Brentford. I mean, people would say, you know, Leicester are in a bit of a mess, but Man United, I mean, like you say, we could be here all night, couldn't we?
We could, mate. And then we could be here for another night and another night, probably enough night after that, discussing about them. And honestly, I will say this now. Old Trafford and the team that plays their football there, Manchester United, is not a place or a football team that is feared by its opposition.
Mm.
They've lost that right to me to say they are, in terms of footballing quality, one of the most feared sides in football because they do not hold that status with me right now. And we've said it before, and I think this confirms it. I'm with Dan. Brentford are not nicking this, they're deservedly winning this, just like Brighton did and just like teams before last season did, and they're going to win it 2-0. Christian Eriksen is going to look his old teammates in the eye as he watches on the bench and goes, "Okay, now I'm actually better off at Brentford." That's what he's going to do, and it's going to be 2-0 for Brentford, Chris.
The Brentford manager, you know, the one that the Nottingham Forest players couldn't read. It said, "Please take me back." You know, Yeah, I mean, words fail me. Like you said, teams used to fear going to Old Trafford, you know.
Everybody looks forward to it now. It's a day out. Yeah. It's a day exactly. out. Because they know they're there for the killing now. They're not. It's not. It's not, oh, we're going to go there, we're just going to enjoy the day. They go there now going, you know what? Yes, we've got Man United. These lads are in trouble. Their heads are up their arses. We can get some out of this.
Yeah, totally. And I honestly believe that, you know, like these days, people would fear, you think, oh, God, we've got Manchester City away next week. I'll take a draw now if you give it me, you know. But Man United used to be like that. But I honestly believe, and I feel sorry for Ten Hag because it is a poison chalice. I do believe that he is probably the best chance they've got of actually turning things around if he is backed. The problem that I think that club has got is that they are led too easily by the fans. You know, that the fans say, the Glazers are shit scared of the fans. That's the problem. The Glazers massively. Know that they own a club where they are hated, derised. I mean, you know, so was it right to sack Solskjaer when they did? Well, you can look back and say, obviously it wasn't, because when Solskjaer was there, they were, all right, they maybe they had the odd game here and there, but he did get them to second and he did get them to fourth. But they wanted to please the fans after the ESL debacle. And if they start getting on the back of Ten Hag, as some fans, I mean, you know, Mark Goldridge, I mean, what are you on, Mark Goldridge? You know what I mean? Who the... Yeah, he is. Do you think Man United are that good? You know, get a life.
It's bad when Jose Mourinho, a man who's had many successes at many clubs, said he's the greatest success in his eyes that he ever achieved was finishing second with Manchester United.
Yeah,
he said, 'cause if you realise how much trouble and how much calamity there is behind the scenes, then you'll realise just how much of an achievement that was. That says something from a natural born winner.
Yeah. And all I can say to Mark Goldridge is...
Listen, get a life, will you, love?
And I honestly think that... I don't know if many people will agree when I say this, but I think Fergie left them in the shit. I mean, he was going to retire a few years earlier when there was still a decent squad. He decided to stay or was talked into staying. When he left, that squad was on the way down. Yes, it had just won the Premier League, but it was coming to the end. It was ready for one of the famous Fergie stroke Brendan Rodgers refreshes. And he left. And, of course, you know, he could have possibly done something with that team, but they know the manager's Alex Ferguson. And he's still there. He's like the Grim Reaper in the boardroom and, you know, on the pitch watching over them, like, you know, just waiting for them to fail so he can go up and chop their head off. I think, you know, go home, give the new manager a chance. When you look at last season, I mean, I think what they did, and when they did get some good points, it was down to Ronaldo. He got them out of the shit quite a few times. Doesn't want to be there. Whether he will still be there at the end of the window, we don't know. And we do know what players are like when they chuck the toys out the pram. I'm going to go for a sneaky 1-0 to Brentford. I get what you're saying, Dan. It could be the, you know, a start of a bit of a rout, but. I think he will have roasted them, and I think it would just be the one goal to Brentford. I think they'll sort of get the goal and then not necessarily sit back on it, but certainly.
I never thought I'd quote this, but United need to sort of do an Arsenal. They need to trust the process in a manager and hope that it works. I'm not well. They did with Fergie. Fergie were ready for the chop, weren't they?
Yeah,
and then he saved his arse with a result against Forest. So, you know, it's
Norwich. I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Sorry, no, it might have been against Norwich. I think what it was is because I remember Brian Lawes scored an own goal for Forest, which meant that due to the United game, it saved Fergie's arse because of Brian Lawes.
Yeah. Let's have a look what everybody's saying in the chat. Matty says, from what I remember, Cody has struggled playing in the back four, and I think they just want Ridd because he doesn't fit Bruno's preferred system. Kate's gone Brentford 2-0. Rennie's gone 3-0 Brentford. Rico's gone 1-0 Brentford. Charlie Hibbert is saying, why is a Burnley fan talking about the Premier League? Only joking. Good to see you, Dan. Hopefully your club will be back in the Prem next season. Charlie, it's past your bedtime. Bed now. Bed now, young man. No arguments. Straight to bed. No on your phones. No on your getting your iPad out under the pillows. Straight to sleep. I think that's what he's doing under the pillows anyway. Matt has gone 1-1. He thinks it'll get worse before it gets better for Man United. 2-2, says Doug. And he says he should have, Scott McTominay should have been sent off too. The transfer targets are what you call from scraping from a barrel. Adrian Rabiot, now they want Alvaro Montero. Too bloody half long. May this continue. I mean, yeah, it is funny. It is funny.
They'll be giving Dennis Irwin a call again soon, won't they?
Well, I think David Beckham could still do a job for them.
Probably could. I don't think he'd want to, though.
Dan, Nottingham Forest, West Ham. Will West Ham have got a sponsor by this time, by the time of the game? That is the question.
Well, yeah, I very much doubt it. Although Forest being back at home, first game, obviously at the City Ground, it'll be a good atmosphere. But yeah, you know, atmospheres can be dampened by what goes on the pitch. Mm. So, you know, West Ham, they played City on the opening day and they kept it to a respectable 2-0. Mm. I don't know whether this is one of those. I keep saying because Forest are going to be built up this season by the media, massively built up by the media, and that's what's going to save their arse all season. I want West Ham to teach them a lesson, though. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to go for a really good close one, actually. I'm going to go 2-2.
Okay, wow. Jesse Lingard brace, eh? Please now that's the guest, Brad. We've been nice to him. We've not sort of, you know, laughed at anything like he said, but come on, you can't go for nothing getting anything from this, can you?
It's gonna be an absolute smash here. West Ham a spanking 3-0 West Ham. Come on, West Ham, because I've got 37 more painful weeks of this Nottingham Forest thinking. Football again, that's long enough. So just call West Ham.
Big point. Maxwell
Cornet hat trick. Well, what did you say, Brad? What did you go for? I missed it. Sorry.
I went for Nottingham Forest 0, West Ham 3-0.
Wow. You've virtually got a new team, haven't you, Dan? Really? But all I can say for this, I'm going to say this to Doug, because I like Doug, he's a good guy, but you can't come onto a Leicester channel and predict a Nottingham Forest win.
What a total moron.
Sorry, Doug, but you so are. I mean, I'd love to be able to say, like, you know, 5-0, something absolutely ridiculous like that. I'm going to go 0-2 to West Ham. Now then, this is going to be probably the game of the weekend. Very rude of me. Very rude of me here because my mouse has stopped working. Is let's see what people were predicting in the chat. Let's have a look. Rene has gone 3-0 to West Ham. Well done, Rene. Yeah, little dog. Yeah. You know what I think of that. Kate's gone West Ham.
He went to all the trouble to write the name out properly. He spelled tree huggers wrong.
You know what? Even on the way back from London the other day, when we went past the signs for Leicester, the North, you know, Nottinghamshire, and all sorts of stuff, I was singing the words, always shit on the red side of the Trent as well.
We love you, Dan. That's why you're such a friend of the channel. And your missus has got good taste as well in football results, if not men.
Well, she'll be happy tonight as well, because a team near her place of birth, Bradford, beat Hull 2-1, so she should be made up tonight.
You won't be, after your comments like that. Matty has gone 3-1 West Ham. They were awful against us. And Rico's gone 3-0 to West Ham. Dan, Chelsea Spurs. You've got to go, but...
Yeah, I still think it's going to be a tasty affair when you put these two sides together. As you say, it's one of those Super Sunday games. Well, that everyone predicts to be a Super Sunday fixture that ends up as 0-0. But Spurs have done really, really well. A really good win, as we said earlier, 4-1 over Southampton. Chelsea only just scraping past Everton.
Yeah.
I think, who is it? Is it Timo Werner's just gone back to Leipzig as well? So
might improve them, mightn't it?
So you could say so. Have you heard yourself? You know what? I'm
you know where you've got to go, don't you? But you know what?
Yeah. I'm gonna say that obviously I think that Dan would say that Spurs will probably nick it, but obviously in terms of Steve, then I'm going to go Chelsea 1-0.
1-0.
It's Tuchel, isn't it? He's a king of 1-0s if he's going to get a win.
Yeah, yeah. Brad?
See, I think Chelsea are in for a bit of a disaster. Half a season, I reckon. I don't know if it'll be the first one, but I reckon Thomas Tuchel will be one of the first three managers sacked this season from the Premiership. It's been that many. He's definitely first. And the reason I say that is he spent 170 million or whatever it was, around about that figure, on two players. Then in 2 years, you sent back to where you got them from, only to then sign a wing back and a winger that are quick, agile, and able to get the ball forward and can put the ball in the air to someone of aerial strength, like Lukaku and Timo Werner. It makes no sense why you suddenly want to let them go, both of them go. I was trying to say that sentence properly. And I think they're going to struggle. I do think they're going to struggle. There's certainly no Man City. They can't do it without a striker, and I don't know why. What they're doing there at the moment, they just seem to get bored with a toy, chuck it away, and see if they can get a refund from it. Like the Karen of the football world in the transfer market. And honestly, Spurs are just about it all we like about what happened all them years ago and whatnot, and yes, we do. But Antonio Conte, in charge of transfers and of that club, they're an impressive unit, you can't deny it. They're a well oiled machine, and I honestly think Spurs are going to mop Chelsea aside. And I say that, and what should be reverse psychology that I claim when Chelsea win. But no, I think Tottenham are going to win this 2-0.
2-0.
I don't think Chelsea have a lot to offer with two shots up there.
Wow. I must admit, I think if Abramovich had still been here, I would certainly wonder if they don't, you know, book their ideas up Chelsea, how long Tuchel will be there. But new owners, maybe one of their things settling. He has got them a Champions League, but he's lost them an FA Cup twice. Like you said, love or hate Spurs, you've got to say they have now got it right with Conte. You know, he's going to go in, hopefully, like we said earlier, with Ten Hag, will do the same at Man United. He will go in. He joined at the right time because they were in such a mess. And they were desperate, Tottenham. And I think, like I said, many, many times, he's gone in and he said, you know, right, this is what I want. This is the way I do it. If you don't agree, I'm off. you know, and he's, you know, even hinted, I think you said once, Dan, you know, even hinted at that after one of the games. I think Chelsea, I've got Tottenham to finish third this season, and they might even push Liverpool for second. But then again, I've got Chelsea in fourth, but I'm going, it's going to be a tight one. I'm going to go 1-0 to Tottenham. I really am. Now, the last game, which is going to be the Monday night game, which apparently that will give Liverpool longer to get the... Oh, no, sorry, again, I'm so sorry. I was ignoring everybody's comments there. Doug's gone 4-0 Spurs. Wow. Kate's gone 3-0 Spurs. Matt has gone 2-0 Spurs. Doug says the Us is back, 4 versus Everton at a combined age of 115. Maybe I'll be in for a shout then at that rate. But yeah, let's say Liverpool playing Crystal Palace Monday night will give the groundsman at Anfield longer to get the pitch nice and moist so it's not too dry for little Kloppy's babies when they run out. After what Doug said earlier about Forest, come on, Palace, stuff them. Dan, how do you see this going?
I just don't understand Klopp. Why he has to whinge so much? That it's not, and he doesn't even say it's about...
He's German.
You know,
he's German, let's be honest with you.
The thing is, though, he doesn't say it's about the integrity of the game. He's like, sod the game, sod the, you know, the matches, it happens over 90 minutes. It's about the players. It's about the players. Piss off. You're not a player anymore. You're a manager. Deal with those players on the pitch. Don't worry about the pitch. That's out of your control. Worry about the players and the way they perform on the pitch. It's legal to do what they do if they don't water it, which they did. You know, we had it with Arteta saying that apparently our grass were too high. I mean, come on, get a grip. They just can't stand losing. However, that said, I expect big things from Liverpool this year, and that's probably why Klopp's whinging when it's not going his way. So I think Liverpool have to find another gear now, especially with Spurs, you know, throwing their hat into the mix for second or third. So they're going to have a contest on their hands. So they need to win games. They're back at Anfield. I'm going to go for a 3-0 win.
Oof, right. Big score there, Brad.
Some say he blames the grass being too dry. Some say he blames the wind for being too whistly. Others say he'll blame the floodlights for being too bright on an 8 o'clock kickoff on a Monday night for the reason that they draw with Crystal Palace. All we know is his name's Jurgen Flipflop, because he flip-flops between what excuse he wants to use for whatever reason.
What he did there, you moved up a gear with that one, didn't you?
Hey, that was top.
Well, you know, I do try. But yeah, honestly, his excuses are embarrassing. And I agree with the pair of you in the sense that I think that Liverpool and Man City aren't going to have it so cushy to fight it out just between a pair of them for who's going to win the league, which it had in danger of becoming over the last three seasons especially. And I was a bit surprised. I mean, credit to Fulham for the way they played on their wet, dry, out turf that they were playing on. You know, and that to me was a little bit of a wake-up call for Liverpool. It needs to be, because that's already concerning, you know, game one. Because if you're going to win this division, you cannot be concerning in your first performance from game one, especially against a newly promoted side. It's not good. And they've had a few dodgy results against Crystal Palace over the years. We all remember Cristambol. Funny enough, Brendan Rodgers was in charge of that. So maybe we should have seen the signs about him choking leads from higher places. But I digress. Unfortunately, I just don't see another Crystal Palace moment just yet. And I think Liverpool are going to beat this side 2-0. I think Liverpool are going to come out on top 2-0.
2-0. I like Liverpool. I've always liked Liverpool as a club. and the values that they hold up, you know, under the under the old school of you know, the managers that they had when they were good in the 70s and 80s. But I can't stand whinging managers. I cannot stand whinging managers. If you can't come out and say, yeah, you know, Fulham deserved it, or we were unlucky, you know, it puts me off teams. It really does. That said, Arsenal beat them 2-0, obviously, on the first day of the season. They also, I mean, Arsenal, I don't think are going to have a bad season. They made some good signings, despite what the Arsenal fans say. But it is at Anfield, and that will make a difference. I think Klopp will have had a word, who we say, in their show likes. I've got to go 2-0 as well, Brad. I wanted to go 1-0 to be different to you, but I can't. I can see Liverpool getting a couple. Once Nunes gets settled in, I think he will be a good purchase for them. So let's have a look what people have been saying. Rennie's gone 4 or 5-0 to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Wow. Rico's gone Liverpool 2, Palace 3.
Ooh, yeah.
Old Everton coming out in you there, is it, Rico? Doug has gone Liverpool 2, Palace 0. I obviously get that. Matty's gone 3-0 to the Liverpool. He just wait there. Kate has gone 1-1. So
3-1
results. Sorry, she's gone. Hang on, what did she go? 3-1. Sorry, Kate. Yeah. She went 3-1. My bad. So there it is. Those are all the games, and we will run through them very quickly. And we'll do that straight after this. So a nice mix there today. Villa, Everton, I'm still going to call you Steve then. Dan went for Everton to win. Brad went for Villa to win. I, mad as I am, I don't know why, I agreed with Dan. Arsenal, Leicester, whatever Dan thought about, he had to go for a Leicester win because of Steve's thoughts. Brad and myself have both gone for a draw with the fingers crossed, and let's hope it's not any worse. Brighton, Newcastle, 0-0, said Dan. 2-1, said Brad. 1-2, said me. Manchester City are going to stuff Bournemouth 5-1. I had a bit of a Rennie moment there, did Dan. 4-0 and 3-0, respectively, Brad and myself. Southampton, nobody could see them getting much, although it was a point apiece from Brad and myself, again with 2-0-0s. 2-0 to Dan. Wolves, a lucky draw for me, but 2 losses from Dan and Brad. Brentford are going to just pile on the misery for Man United, and aren't we all ashamed about that? But we think Brentford are going to come away with the 3 points. Forest, not forgiving you, Doug. I'm not forgiving you. Can I just say, Doug? Right, I don't. You know, you've gone for that. You really, really came onto my channel, a Leicester channel, and you said what you said. Well, I just want you to remember.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
I've got a certain set of skills. Well, let's just leave it at that, shall we? A draw for Dan. Couple of wins for Brad and myself. Chelsea's going to beat Tottenham because of the Steve bias there. But a win for Tottenham for myself and Brad. And we've all gone for Liverpool getting the 3 points against Palace. I can't do as bad as I did last week. So Ant is here saying, welcome in, Ant. Still defending Brendan then. Potter in. Does that make you happy? Matty, quick question to you guys. Which team do you want in the next round of the League Cup? I don't know who's through, to be honest with you. Dan's got the results there, so he can probably say.
Yeah, I mean, it were mostly your League One and League Two sides. There were a few Championship ones in there. I mean, some of the shocks were Barrow beat Blackpool on penalties, Bradford knocked Hull out, Portsmouth beat Cardiff 3-0. Funnily enough, Newport beat Luton 3-2.
Wow.
Are
we in the next round? Our Premier League?
Yeah, some teams coming in the second, some coming in the third.
I'm guessing we're in the second because we're not in Europe.
Yeah, potentially. But Stevenage beat Reading and Oxford beat Swansea, so
wow.
There's been some upsets.
Bodo Glimt could only got a draw against Zalgirls, wherever that is, but they have won 6-1 on aggregate. To be honest with you, I don't mind. It's one cup, I'm not bothered. I'd sooner just concentrate on the FA Cup, to be honest with you. Dan and Brad, thank you so much. Please let me catch Brad up and at least come second this week. But Dan, thank you as always for standing in for Steve. It was much appreciated.
Not a problem.
Obviously, you are a Burnley fan. You're down in the Championship, but you still follow the Premier League, and we'll still keep an eye out for Burnley and just see, you know. But Blackburn top of the league at the moment there.
Yeah, they were top of the league and thought they'd won it in September, in September last year, and we all saw how that went. So, you know, it's still early doors. Sometimes you don't run before you can walk, and that's what's going to happen.
How can people find you, young man?
If they've got a particular set of skills, then they should be able to find me. However, if they do not. I'm easily accessible over social media, so you can find me through Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram and YouTube, and all you've got to do is search Turf Morehouse. But thanks for having me, Chris, and I've enjoyed it, so it's good to be back.
Nice one. Welcome back. Ant says he'd love Coventry, so I'm guessing they lost. Oops, a daisy. I do that every time. But thank you so much, Dan. And like I say, I'm sure we will see you again.
You certainly will. You certainly will. I'll be around. Like, fly around shit.
I'll be around because I eat too much. So I actually got chucked out of Weight Watchers this week. But I took the decision with huge grace because she got chucked out as well.
Hey. Cheers, thank Gary.
You. Thank you, Gary Delaney, for that one. Yes, indeed. Cheers, mate. Take care. Goodbye.
Cheers. Take care.
Brad, my Leicester till I die gentleman, where can people find you?
They can find me here on post matches and predictions during this and other videos alongside yourself. You can find me on Twitter at Full Time Focus. It's all one word, no underscoring. And you can find me on YouTube at a channel called A Matter of Opinion. The link's in my bio through the Twitter, so if you follow me on there, you'll find it there. If you can give me a like, share, subscribe, that'd be great. Make sure you do that here first if you're new, if you haven't already. That's where you can find me, mate.
Brilliant. And if you do want to get into A Matter of Opinion, it's a great show. It's not just about football, it's about everything. It's about having an opinion and not actually falling out, not doing what we would call having a Man United moment, which is where your fans fight amongst yourselves. But what's your next show about, Dan? Brad, sorry. What's your next show about?
So it'll be this Thursday. I haven't locked in a time yet. I've just got to make sure my schedule's for itself. But it will be discussing Disney theories. People can come in, drop in, tell me their best Disney theory, which one they believe, which one they like to believe. You know, it's Disney. We know it's fictional, but we all like to get lost in the world. And there's some not always pleasant theories that people like to come up with. So if anyone wants to give their dark theory they've heard or that, Disney, Pixar, animations, as long as it's about that, they can come and join me Thursday this week.
Yep. To infinity and a matter of opinion on YouTube. Brad, thank you very much as always. See what I did there? Take care, mate. Speak to you soon.
Take care, buddy. See you.
Thanks to everybody for watching. And if you've been catching up on podcast, for listening and lending me your ears as well. We will be back. I've no idea, but it'll probably be Thursday with the preview show. Hopefully, I'm just in the process of speaking with Lee Judges from Arsenal Fan TV. Hopefully, we're going to get him on and we will be talking Leicester City versus Arsenal. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care. I will see you then 9 o'clock on Thursday. Stay safe. Remember what I always say. Just don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy, and that should give you plenty to go at. Good night now.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
For watching, these videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
Cool, I'm out of here. Ooh, that's a wrap.
So, people are on the pitch, they think it's all
Sports Social Podcast Network.